Cuddling is the Cure, written and read by Not a Mastermind for the Supernatural Kink Meme, originally published in 2004. Kink Meme Prompt. Jared gets sick, maybe pneumonia, and ends up hospitalized. Jensen takes care of him, and there's Cuddles. Jensen had been overdue for a week since the major snowstorm had closed all the airports and most of the non-essential roads. The power had been out for most of the storm, too. Jared had been busy over the summer and fall and had let Jensen's reminders about firewood for the small wood stove fall by the wayside. So when the power had gone out, there was enough wood for maybe 2 days, three if he used it sparingly. But he had been on location and not been at home, so even if he had the wood, there was no fireplace, and he didn't have all that many clothes to use and even fewer blankets being on location. Jensen was supposed to have come back and picked him up so they could go home and spend a few days relaxing before shooting the next episode of Supernatural. It all started with a stuffy nose the second day of the storm, moving on to a sore throat and cough the next, and just went downhill from there. By the time Jensen was supposed to arrive, he was racked with fever and chills that made his body ache, mostly his chest, and he was too weak to get out of bed. His throat was on fire and clogged at the same time, and his breath wheezed out when he wasn't hacking up parts of his lungs along with the phlegm in them. His stomach was beyond empty since he had stopped throwing up 2 days ago, and he was just not feeling up to eating lately. It was the worst flu he'd ever had, and he had hoped to be better by the time Jensen got back. But Jensen was late, and most of the crew were off duty with hardly anyone about, and no one could get anywhere for days, so he had suffered through. He had been sacked out on the couch and fallen asleep sometime during the day, waiting for Jensen. That was what his brain was telling him as he struggled out of the fog of sleep, blinking blurry eyes and taking quick, shallow breaths to focus. "Jay, come on, man. Wake up," Jensen's voice, he was sure that it had to be Jensen's voice, was saying. He was shivering badly, at least he thought he was, until the shaking stopped as Jensen's hand moved into view and then onto his forehead. His hand was like ice, and it felt really, really good against his warm skin. "Jen?" Jared breathes out, happy to see his friend as he becomes more aware of what's going on. It's darker. The curtains are open as there is still no power, and it looks like dusk outside now. "Thank goodness you're awake." Jensen takes his hand from Jared's forehead. "You are burning up." "Okay," Jared answers, because he isn't sure what else there is to say, and he doesn't want to think about anything right now, besides maybe getting Jensen's hand back on his forehead. "Everything okay?" Jared hears a voice that sounds like it's from far away, even though it probably isn't. He watches as Jensen looks him over and shakes his head. "No." Jensen turns to look behind him. "I think we may need a hospital." Jensen turns back to him and runs his hands over his face, and Jared groans with relief at the coolness they bring. "Yeah, sure," the voice says. "You need help bringing him out?" "No, but can you get the jeep closer? We'll be out in a minute," Jensen says, this time not looking back at the speaker. Then Jensen is moving, tucking the blankets on Jared around him more securely. When that is done, Jensen is taking off his hat and manipulating it onto Jared's head. Then Jensen's scarf is around what little of Jared's neck is out of the blankets to lay loose over his chin and mouth and pulled up over his ears. It feels odd, and probably looks odd, too, but it makes him feel happy. But he doesn't feel happy seconds later when Jensen somehow gets his arms around and under Jared in a cross between a baby carry and a bridal carry and picks Jared up. Jared groans as his world tilts, and he feels as if he spent all day on the world's fastest, tallest, most twisty roller coaster. However, it takes everything to keep breathing and not pass out after a few coughs and the urge to puke, even though he can't actually do it. "Easy, Jay. I got you." Jensen pulls him closer and lowers his head to rest their foreheads together for a moment. Then Jensen straightens and begins slowly walking out of the trailer, Jared's head resting on Jensen's shoulder. The air outside is cold and makes Jared's eyes water, but thank goodness for Jensen's scarf around his mouth so it's not too bad. He only gives a few coughs, which shake him and cause Jensen to tighten his hold as he walks over the frozen ground. There is a big army green jeep pulled up very close to the trailer, and a tall guy in camo holding the door open for them. Jared is confused, and for a moment he thinks he may actually be dreaming. "Jen?" His voice is hoarse, and Jensen looks down at Jared's confusion. Shush, Jensen quiets him and turns around, looking over his shoulder and leaning back as he magically steps up and sits on the edge of the passenger seat. He wiggles further into the Jeep, keeping Jared against him and tucking him into his body as Jensen folds himself into properly sitting in the seat and not spilling into the driver's side. The door closes and Jensen wraps himself around Jared, curling them up into an odd shape before reaching over and turning several vents towards them. The guy from outside gets in and starts the Jeep, which makes hot air blast from the vents. They start to drive, and Jared is surprised and comforted when Jensen keeps holding him and even rocks him a bit now and then. Jensen is usually reserved about showing affection in public and likes to keep to himself and out of the limelight wherever they are. Even at home, he can be quite reserved, and Jared feels comforted that Jensen doesn't seem to be bothered now that there is another person here to see this side of him. Jared is lost in the comfort Jensen is providing, taking solace in being held by someone he trusts and values. He is somewhat startled when Jensen leans over him and tells him that they are here. It's the hospital, Jared guesses, and it's confirmed when the door opens and he sees the entryway. But he is surprised when Jensen does not relinquish his hold on him and carries him inside. They are soon met with a gurney by a nurse and a doctor rushing over to help. Jensen's hold on him moves to where Jared's arm is hidden by the blankets once he is on the gurney, and the doctor begins asking questions. Jared is then whisked away and partially unwrapped from his cocoon of blankets before he passes out or is sedated. He isn't sure which. When Jared comes to, there is an annoying beeping in his ears, a pinching in his left hand. The lights are too bright, the tang of antiseptic stings his nose, and his right side is very warm, his arm asleep. Looking over to his right, he sees a sleeping Jensen half on the bed, pushing against his side and laying on his arm. His happiness at seeing his friend here pushes everything else aside, and he feels warm inside where he hasn't since he started to feel bad. Jensen must sense something is different because he opens his eyes and tilts his head up to look at Jared. He gives a slow, sleepy smile and sits up on the edge of the chair he was almost falling out of. "Welcome back," he says through a yawn and places a hand on Jared's arm, which is beginning to wake up, and the pressure causes tingles to race up to his shoulder. "Are you feeling okay?" There is concern in Jensen's voice and eyes as he looks Jared over. Jared thinks and realizes he does feel better than the last time he was awake. Still a bit sore and achy, his chest a bit raw, and his nose runny, but much better. "Yeah, a bit tired and sore," Jared gives him a smile. "Good. 'Cause you scared the crap out of me." Jensen answers, and his hand tightens on Jared's arm, and he moves to perch on the edge of the bed. "You had pneumonia, pretty bad, and you've been asleep for the past 2 days while the doctors ran antibiotics." Jensen looks sad, and Jared feels bad that he let himself get into that bad of a shape. "I'm going to tell the doctor you're awake now." Jensen lets go of his arm and stands up. He walks out the door, looking back and giving Jared a smile as he goes. Minutes later, a doctor comes in and asks him all kinds of questions as he checks Jared over and scribbles on a chart. Jared gets that he was in bad shape when he came in, and that it was very good Jensen had gotten him here when he did. He will have to stay the night again and most of the day tomorrow, but he will be allowed to go home tomorrow night if all goes well, and it makes him almost giddy. Jensen will, of course, have to keep a very close eye on him, and he will have to rest several more days before he will be allowed to get up and be about again, even then taking it easy for several more days. He is told Jensen had learned what to do with him while he recuperates from the nurses while he slept. It makes his chest tighten in a good way, because even though he knew Jensen cared privately, he had not shown any reluctance to ask about his care. The doctor leaves, telling him that food will be brought in, and Jensen comes back. Food is brought, but it's that yucky, bland, tasteless hospital food found the world over, and Jensen has to threaten him into eating some of it. Jared is rewarded with a Jell-O cup, which is actually nice, before he falls asleep again. When he wakes for dinner, Jensen is in the same position as he was that afternoon. Another bland meal and some talking about nothing in particular are accomplished before Jared feels like sleeping again. Jensen is still here, and he learns that the nurses have been bribed with photos and signed cards by them to let him stay with Jared. Feeling bad that Jensen has been in this tiny hospital chair for 2 days already, he offers part of the bed. It's small, but it's better than the chair, and Jensen reluctantly agrees, but not before pulling the privacy curtain around the bed. Jensen lays sideways on the very edge, and they are both asleep in minutes. Jared is woken to soft giggling and hot breath on his neck and a heavy weight on his chest and legs. Opening his eyes, there is a nurse trying to be quiet as she writes on his chart. He can't move except to tilt his head and see Jensen has moved from the edge of the bed to his side and has an arm flung over his chest, one leg over his, with Jensen's jacket draped over them as well. The nurse gives him a smile and leaves right before Jensen opens his eyes. When Jensen realizes where he is and what he is doing, he scoots back with a sheepish grin and a slight blush. "Sorry," he mumbles as he gets back to the chair by the bed. Jared sits up and grabs Jensen's coat and tries to hand it back, but Jensen shakes his head. "You were cold and shivering. You need it more." Jared normally runs hot, or at least hotter than Jensen, but with him being sick, he guesses his system is out of whack. He did feel a bit cold yesterday, but he chalked it up to the hospital keeping the heating low or the cooling up or whatever they do to make people have constant goosebumps. So Jared just resettles the coat over his chest and lap, and they sit until breakfast comes. After which the doctor arrives for his morning checkup, informing them that if he passes the afternoon tests, Jared is free to go. Jensen disappears for a few hours after that, and Jared sleeps more until Jensen and the doctor are back much later. Jared passes whatever tests the doctor has, and is bundled up and wheeled by the nurse from the morning out to the exit. Jensen must have borrowed the truck that is waiting for them from a set or crew member because it looks vaguely familiar. Much to Jared's shock and half-hearted protests, Jensen lifts him from the wheelchair into the truck. The nurse laughs as she goes back inside with the empty wheelchair. "Stop whining and relax. Doctor's orders." Jensen smirks as he closes the door in Jared's face. Jensen drives him home, and he is very happy to see just the barest wisps of smoke from the chimney. He knows Jensen wouldn't leave the fire going, but having one earlier will have left the house heated. Then he remembers the wood situation and frowns. Before Jensen can get to his door, he has it open and is stepping out. He is determined to walk on his own 2 feet into their house. Jensen is, however, plastered to his side, arm around his back as they go up the walk and into the house. Jensen gets him to the couch and wraps him in blankets that wait on the lazy boy next to it. "Stay," Jensen orders, and Jared rolls his eyes as Jensen moves away. Soon after, he hears rapidly moving paws and is enveloped in wiggling dog bodies. Jensen comes back a few minutes after Jared's welcoming committee with a tray of real food. He sits so close to Jared that their shoulders and arms bump and brush as they eat, and their sides touch when Jensen breathes deeply. "Stay," Jensen orders once again, as he takes the tray away, and Jared leans over into the warm spot Jensen left behind. When he comes back, he rewards Jared with a "good boy" and a mug of hot chocolate. They sit, leaning into one another, and listen to a battery-operated radio Jensen had turned on that was next to the TV until Jared falls asleep. Jared is usually very active and doesn't like that he has been sleeping so much, even though his body needs the rest. But he thinks he can manage a little longer if he keeps waking up with Jensen beside him. This time, he is laying on the couch, cocooned up, with his head in Jensen's lap, and Jensen running his fingers through his hair, as he still listens to the radio that is now on low. Jensen looks down at Jared and smiles when he shifts, pushing further up into Jensen. "Having a nice nap?" Jensen's voice is a bit teasing. "Shut up," Jared mutters, and it gets a chuckle out of Jensen. "Ready for some more food and your meds?" Jensen has stopped his fingers in Jared's hair, and Jared shrugs. Jensen is already moving Jared's head so he can stand up before Jared answers with a grunt. He likes how close Jensen has been and wants as much attention as he can get before he gets better. He knows that once he is better, all the cuddling will probably stop. Jared has always been a bit more touchy-feely with people than most, but that is just the way he has always been. Jensen lets him get away with a few things, but he doesn't initiate touching or hugs or whatever, especially in public. If this is what it took to loosen him up, Jared might have to fake getting a cold in the winter more often. Sadie and Harley take advantage of Jensen's absence to get more attention from Jared, and he pets both as they settle next to the couch. Sadie doggy grins at him, and he brushes a hand down her back, and Harley's tail thumps on the floor as he gets scratched behind the ears. Jared is still at it when Jensen returns with more food and sighs in over-exaggeration. "I see I have been replaced. How quickly you move on." Jensen sets the tray of food down. "Oh, my dearest savior, I could never replace you," Jared says in a whimsical voice. But I do think you will have to learn to share, he tuts at the end of his speech. If you insist, Jensen says, as if put out, before he levers Jared up and takes his seat back. They eat and occasionally reach out to pet the dogs. Why don't you get cleaned up for bed? Use the bathroom down here. Don't climb the stairs, Jensen says once they are done. Sure. Any clean clothes down here? Jared can agree that going upstairs at the moment might not be the best. He can do it later with Jensen's help, but right now he is tired and doesn't want to move too much. Yeah, I got some sleep stuff for you earlier and put them in the bathroom. Jensen has the tray ready to take to the kitchen. Come on, Sadie. Harley, you too. Time to go out. Jensen moves away, and Jared levers himself to his feet. His trek to the bathroom is a bit slower than usual, and he takes his time getting ready, using the toilet, brushing his teeth, and changing. The clothes Jensen has set out are a long-sleeve thermal t-shirt and flannel pajama pants, thick socks, and an old hoodie that had been in his closet. By the time he opens the bathroom door and heads back to the living room, Jensen has been busy getting everything ready for him. He knows the dogs are outside, and there will no doubt be food for them when they come in. Jensen has pushed the couch sideways to face the wood stove, and the pull-out bed is already unfolded and heaped with blankets and two pillows. Jensen is poking at a freshly going fire that is low and will be coals by the time they are both asleep. Get in. I'll get the dogs and be ready in a bit. Jensen stands and helps him the last few feet to their temporary bed. Jared gets himself under the covers and sees Jensen has left a book for him on the arm of the couch. As he begins to read, Sadie and Harley come back in and lay by the fireplace. Soon Jensen is back and crawling into bed with his own book. They read for a while before Jared gives in to his lingering exhaustion and falls asleep. Waking up with extra warmth and weight on him is getting to be a habit that could become an addiction if this keeps up. Jared is on his side this time, with Jensen spooned up behind him, legs tangled, one arm over him, and one arm under his head. But this time, there is something new, or rather, someone. Two someones. Sadie and Harley, who are not allowed on the couch during the day, think they are sneaky by getting up on it at night, and off it when they wake up in the morning, have come up in the night, despite it already being occupied. He is pretty sure it's Harley who is laying over his legs, which makes Sadie the one along the front of his legs and waist. But he doesn't look down to see. He just basks in the apparent doggy pile and smiles to himself. I think my limbs are going to fall off if I don't get some circulation in them soon, Jensen huffs into the back of Jared's neck sometime later. Jared laughs and wiggles a little. Yeah, I don't think that is going to happen too soon, he answers. Jensen groans, yawns, and starts wiggling. Harley, up! He bucks a bit, and Harley rolls off of them, but makes no move to get off the couch bed. But at least their legs are free, and Jensen has to tug a bit before Jared finally lifts his head to release Jensen's arm. Don't want to move, Jared whines. Nice and warm here. Jensen laughs, but slowly scoots away and gets up. Gotta put more wood on the fire. As he does, Harley and Sadie get up and move off the bed and towards the kitchen. Jensen follows a few minutes later, presumably to let them out. Jared sighs and just lays there watching the fire and listening to Jensen moving around. Jensen comes back with food and meds and gets back into bed. I think it's a lazy morning kind of day. He passes Jared his plate and snuggles into the blankets. That sounds good to me, Jared agrees, and they eat side by side. Jensen takes the tray away when they are done and settles back in, pulling Jared into his side. They settle in to read without talking, and Jared soon finds himself laying with his upper half on Jensen's lap, Jensen's free hand running through his hair. The power comes back on around noon, and Jensen looks happy as the heater kicks in. Jared knows that Jensen will continue to take care of him, but he likes the closeness they have had these last few days, even if he has felt like shit, or was out of it most of the time. Jen, Jared starts and Jensen looks over at him. Can we have no power until tomorrow? Like, start the day fresh, but just be for today? Jared isn't sure he is making any sense to Jensen without coming right out and asking for the cuddles to last the rest of the day. But something in his expression or his voice must clue Jensen in, because Jensen blushes and smiles a bit, tilting his head away and not looking at Jared. Okay, but let me at least heat up some soup for lunch. Jensen is asking for a moment, and Jared knows it and gives it to him. Sure, And maybe a grilled cheese sandwich? He gives Jensen puppy dog eyes, and Jensen rolls his eyes in response, but he knows that Jensen will make them. Sure, he agrees and is off to make food, leaving the heater on until the food is done and they have eaten. Then he turns the heater off and moves back to Jared, and they arrange themselves. Jared is leaning on Jensen, who is reclining and reading again. They spend the rest of the afternoon reading, with the occasional small bursts of conversation. After dinner, Jensen wraps Jared up against him again, and they fall asleep, happy knowing that tomorrow is a new and brighter day. Jared knows that even if getting sick sucks, and he doesn't ever hope to be this sick again, the common cold can be endured if the cure is constant cuddles. The end.